Thank you, Rob. And the choir will sing right before Holy Communion. Let us rise in the reading, in honor of the reading of the Holy Gospel. This may seem like an unusual reading. It's usually on Easter Sunday, but it is the season of Epiphany. And if you remember, Epiphany is that time in which there are light bulb moments in which people see who Jesus is. Perhaps there's no better example of that than Mary Magdalene at the empty tomb. These words from St. John, from John's Gospel, chapter 20, verses 11 through 18. Mary stood weeping outside the tomb, and as she wept, she stooped to look into the tomb. And she saw two angels in white, sitting where the body of Jesus had lain, one at the head and one at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." Having said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus then said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, 'I am ascending to my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God.'" Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and that he had said these things to her. This is the gospel. You may be seated.